Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Sibingelele nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Isifiso samba ngcwele namhlanje ekuseni. Ukuthi ngazuthi singaphakamisa amaBhayibheli ethu and glorify God, thanking him for his word that feeds our spirit and soul. Moreover, out of all the religions zomhlaba, the Bible is the only book that kept the lineage of the families and of the family tree of men and women obebesetshenziswa uNkulunkulu ebeseva uNkulunkulu nokuthi uNkulunkulu wayidila kanjani nabo. And manje ngokwenza lokho sibona ama good morals and the bad morals and sibona nama consequences ako konke ababekwenza in the past. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba ngisho ngithi in the millennium years or quadrillennium years, iBhayibheli still influences each and every generation esikuyo nesisuka ku nabasuka entusuka kithi nabazayo. Manje lapha kwincwadi kamaHebheru chapter 11:35 isitshela about the generals ozokholo. Sifunda this chapter and those who are written there ukuthi uNkulunkulu commanded them for their faith. And manje ebakhomandile uNkulunkulu for their faith, the Bible tells us in verse 39 ukuthi they never received anything kuko konke abakwenzile. Ba lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu balinde thina maKristu ukuthi masisonke siyibandla nabo bakwazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi asiphelelise. That is why kuma Hebrews chapter 12 ku verse 1 and 2 ibandla liyakhunjuzwa ukuthi there are people who still waiting for us in order for us to be perfected, and they are called the clouds of witnesses who encourages us to run the race of faith with perseverance, focusing on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, as we have touched the importance of preserving a genealogy of those men and women in the Bible, I would like ukuthi refer back to 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 18 to 24 wakhona about each genealogy baba ka Davide uJesse eqhubeke yaze yafika kuncwadi kaMatthew. Lapho sibona isitshela ngoko konke okwenzeka noma bengayifakanga konke imilando. Manje sizobuyela kuyo i-First Chronicle 2 ku-verse 18 to 24 later. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele i-topic yethu yanamhlanje ithi the importance of a womb. The importance of a womb. My description of a womb, bangcwele, ngithi mina, it's a God's vehicle by means of bringing forth on earth men and women he will use in order to establish his purpose in the world. Moreover, the Bible talks about the fruit of the womb. Taking, for example, the birth of Jesus Christ. UJesu Kristu bazalwane ebengehla from ezulwini, afike emhlabeni athi khaxa engazange wadlula esibelethweni somfazi. But uNkulunkulu wanted him to be conceived. Azalwe ngaphandle kwesono. Ngani? Ngoba there was no man owayehlangane noMaria. Njengoba sizwa izwi kaNkulunkulu athembisa laphayana kuGenesis 3:15. Athi the womb, athini, the seed of a woman. And we know ukuthi umfazi akana city. It is the man on a city. Manje, I would like to say this morning, if only women can come to an understanding of how important the womb is, they will think twice before they terminate the pregnancy. Mangiphinde bangcwele. If only women understood how important the womb is, they would think twice before they terminate the pregnancy. Ngani ngoba no Adam uma ibona Eva. What is a woman? Meaning that ebala lendaba ye womb. Manje noma sibheka lapha yana bangcwele. Genesis 25 ku verse 22. Uma uRebecca pregnant. A pregnant ngama twins. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liya esitshela ukuthi waya kuThixo. Ngani ngoba wayengekazali wahamba waya kumyeni wakhe wadimanda umntwana aze umyeni wakhe athi angisunkulunkulu anginikeze bantwana but umyeni wakhe umkhulekela and eseke emkhulekela wakhona ukuconceiva seke conceivile esethwele laba bantwana bangcwele abantwana mase kunokunyakaza ukuthile okungaqondakali esiswini azange aye ekumyeni wakhe wabuza kuNkulunkulu ukuthi kwenzakalani la esiswini sami. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka bangcwele ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamphendula wathi kuye there are two nations in your womb. Wathi uThixo kuye one will be stronger than the other and the older one will serve the younger. That was the plan kaNkulunkulu ngewumbo bazalwana. Nanga uba uRebecca ethi carry those two nations kuye. Manje ngithanda ukuthi they are badly continued. Even when the next generation to generation, nalabo bebese Persia, this generation bangcwele ngesikhathi sika Esther, that people they continue belwa. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu wayibona basesizalweni. Hayi manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka iSam 139 uma sifunda bangcwele ku 13 to 16 lithi leli lizwi. For you have created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that fully well. My frame was hidden from you, was not hidden from you when I was made in the sacred place. So, lithi zikaNkulunkulu la, iframe yami nawe. It was not hidden uma usenziwa esizaleni sika mama. Uthi lana when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Ha bangcwele. That the person was woven together in the depth of the earth and yet sithola ukuthi lo muntu loyo seke sesizalweni eseke kuyihumbu yomfazi. Ukuthi manje kuyeke kanjani? Into singake siyazi kodwa sikwazi ukuthi lithi leli lizwi when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Ngiyasibona isimangaliso leso bangcwele izinto ezenzakalayo. Manje lana lithi kuverse 16 your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma umntana esesizalweni uNkulunkulu useke ordainile into azoba yiyo make khula. That is why athi uThixo lithi zikaNkulunkulu kuzaga khulisa umntana ngendlela eyiyo ukuze make khulile ahambe ngendlela uNkulunkulu ambekele yona. But thina kunendlela esibekela abantwana bethu zona. Sometimes la esiye safeyila khona esingazange siphumelele sifuna abantwana bazoreplace leso sikhala leso ukuthi bengifuna mhlambe ukuba into ethile angizange ngikhone ukuba neprofession ethile manje ngizofuna umntana wami abe yilonto. But when you look at it yinto yakho akusiyona umntana uNkulunkulu ambekele yona. Manje thina umsebenzi wethu ukuthi simkhulise umntwana ngendlela kaNkulunkulu. Then uNkulunkulu uzomdirecta into ekufanele abayiyo. Ngani ngoba nali lizwi liyasho bangcwele. Lithi all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngikhuluma bangcwele nge-importance ye-womb. Uyabona lithi izwi uma ngibunjwa emhlabathini but at the same time lo muntu usesiswini sikamama. Manje lana-ke bangcwele sibonga ukuthi ngempela ngoba uNkulunkulu lapha kuJeremiah 1 verse 5 utshela uJeremiah ukuthi before you were formed in your mother's womb I knew you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb I knew you. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu umforme somewhere lapho thina esingazi khona. But mase simbone sehumbini sibona vele uphuma kwisithi yomuntu owesilisa. Nowesifazana mabehlangene but kukhona la ebunjwe khona manje ekseni kwanamhlanje azathu usibheka indaba kaDavide ukuthi uDavide bangcwele noma ngabe ekhuluma lamazwi sithola ukuthi lapha kuGenesis 49 kuverse 10 kwapredictwa ngaye obabomkhulu bakhe uma uJacob ebusisa uma uIsrayeli ebusisa the tribes of Israel wakhuluma ngaye uDavide lana ekhuluma ngokuthi isizwe sakaJuda kuba nenkosi hayi manje iplani likaNkulunkulu laziwa kudala njengoba asho uDavide lana kumahubo 149 ukuthi konke wakwazi before uNkulunkulu bangcwele konke wakwazi before bheka uma lisho lapha Jacob uma ebusisa abantwana the tribes of Israel ku Genesis 49 ku verse 10 lithi the scepter will not depart from Judah nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until he comes to whom it belongs and the obedience of all nation is his loyo uJesu Kristu bangcwele. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngeimportance yehumbu ukuthi uma ngabe abantu bebazi futhi abanye bebengeke balalele nale kusasa ulelele kusasa ulelele azi ukuthi lento nayo is very precious phango uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uyayisebenzisa lento ukuthi alethe into esibelethweni ezokwazi ukuthi ezofulfila umsebenzi wakhe manje lapha ku First Kings chapter 13 siyathola ukuthi again uNkulunkulu wakhuluma ngomprofeti lapho uma belapha kwindaba kaJeroboam wabiza igama likaJosiya uNkulunkulu ekhuluma through the prophet ebatshela ukuthi kuyozalwa ngelinye ilanga umfana okuzobizwa ngokuthi uJosiya uyena ozofulfila injongo kaNkulunkulu ngenxa yezinto ezenziwa la. It was many many years before. But we find out ukuthi many years after ngempela uyazala uJosiya and not knowing umamake ukuthi this is a person exactly lo uNkulunkulu wayemazile engekabikho manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje you are not a mistake noma ngabe uzelwe ngerape you are not a mistake uNkulunkulu wakwazi ungekabikho manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyabheka lapha bangcwele iimportance yehumbu ukuthi manje sithwele into lakithi eyigugu kuNkulunkulu manje lapha ku Ecclesiastic chapter 11 ku verse 5 uSolomon uthi as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb so you cannot understand the work of God the maker of all things manje truly bangcwele it is God. Noma ngabe namhlanje ama-physician sewene-scan sokuthi ayakhona ukubona ukuthi kwenzakalani ewumpini but akufani noNkulunkulu ngoba noma bangcwele bekwenzeka ukuthi in the past baze wona ama-physician akhulume ngokuthi sofike kwi-menopause angeke usaphumelela ukuthola abantwana udlulele isikhathi but uNkulunkulu waye wavula lo mahumbu amahumbu bangcwele abo Elizabeth sebebadala amahumba boSara sebebadala eyenza ukuthi uSara noma kukhulunywa ngaye lithi zikaNkulunkulu wahleka emangala ukuthi manje labantu bakhuluma istory esinjani lokhu ngeke kwenzeke wawavula amahumba boManoah's wife bebadala bangcwele ukubonisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angeke akekho umuntu ongazi imfihlakalo kaNkulunkulu ukuthi kwenzakalani ewumpini yomuntu owumfazi ngoba nama beza bodokotela bekuskena bebona ukuthi kuzoba umfana noma kuba intombazane njenganamhlanje. But what they don't know is that uzoba yini mawukhula. What they don't know, ama blessing nama curses owathwele mawuzalwa. They don't know that lokho kwaziwa uNkulunkulu yedwa. Manje nko ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithe imessage yethu ithi the importance of the womb. Ku First Chronicles bazala chapter 2 verse 16. Siyafunda about uDavide ukuthi wayenabo sisi ababili, ngithi sayifunde ngabo fo wabo. But uDavide had two sisters and one of them kulabo sese bakhe igama lakhe kwakuzeroliya uzerowa, and uzerowa bangcwele ewumpini yakhe wathwala indodana ekuthiwa uJoab. Wayengazi ukuthi meke thwele lo Joab kwakuyinto uNkulunkulu azomenza ukuthi lo muntu abe yikhomanda yempi kaDavide. Wayengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu umhlelele ukuthi uzosiza umalume wakhe uDavide ukuthi manje kube yikhomanda yempi kaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi vele some of the things is nikeza i-credit kuye uDavide and yet uJoab esikhathini esiningi who fought the victories against the Ammonites, who fought the victories against the Edomites. Manje the point here is when a woman is carrying a child in her womb, she has no clue ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzimiseleni ngaye lo mntwana lo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kufana nomphostoli uPaul bangcwele. Siyazi ukuthi asizwa lutho ngonkosikazi wakhe, kodwa siyazi ukuthi ube nomtshana lapha masifunda lapha kuzenzo chapter 23 kuverse 17 ukuthi umtshana wakhe owayethwele iwumbu kadadu wabo uyena owenza ukuthi akwazi ukusinda kwabantu ababembophela amaskimu ukuthi bayombulala. Uyena uNkulunkulu wazi ukuthi indlebe izwe bese ayagijima ayoyireporta before bekwenza lokho. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi Psalm 127 says ivala ithi behold children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Manje the womb of Hana bangcwele wathola abantwana seke mdala, but uNkulunkulu after that wakwazi ukuthola nabanye abantwana. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele, our womb is very important. Into yokuthi manje akufanelanga kube yinto nje ekudlalwa ngayo, and at the same time kufanele sazi ukuthi kulabo bantu acabanga ukuthi I must terminate this thing. Leyo nto leyo ikaNkulunkulu, uthathe umhlabathi uNkulunkulu wawenza njengoba sibona sesivala bazalana kuGenesis chapter 37 ukuthi loyo owazama uku-splitter the city sokuthi lo mfazi angazali lithizwe kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu azange kuthande lokho, he killed that person. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu bangcwele makasenze kahle asibonise ubu-important bomuntu ongumama ukuthi u-important kangakanani ngegama likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.